Thousands of Cherokee Native Americans died walking the Trail of Tears in the 1830s. Now, a section of that trail in Springfield, Missouri, is being turned into a walking path. Ozark Greenway's executive director, Terry Whaley, says they acquired an abandoned railroad track about 6 years ago. They originally planned for it to be an urban connecting greenway. Then, 3 years ago, the County Historical Society was researching the Trail of Tears and realized the section of railroad was part of the original trail. Whaley says this finding changed their plans for the trail.
It will be very low-key in terms of development, and our objective here is to interpret the Trail of Tears story for current residents that live in Springfield and visitors, and also honor the past.
He says part of this low-key plan is laying a gravel pathway instead of a traditional 12-foot-wide asphalt walkway. Jack Shryock of the Southeastern Cherokee Council has been volunteering with the project this week. He says not laying asphalt will help him maintain a connection with those who died on the trail.
And to us, it's being near where our ancestors actually walked and suffered on that path.
Shryock says he has already felt a spiritual connection working on the trail. He says he hopes this will transfer to other Native Americans who will visit the trail.
It was very meaningful to myself and to the others that were there because we feel very, very close to our heritage, and we know that eventually that there's going to be a lot of Native American people that are going to be able to walk that trail and feel the same things, you know, that we do now.
Whaley says there's been a lot of community support for the project, but now that needs to be transferred into funding. He hopes the project will be completed by the end of the year. Erica Vandenhuten, KBIA News.